USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A manhunt is underway for the suspect in a Brooklyn subway shooting. Schools in the area remain on lockdown. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry in our West Coast News Bureau.
Roughly two dozen people were shot or otherwise injured after a lone gunman in a reflective vest and possibly wearing a gas mask threw smoke bombs on a subway car in Brooklyn and began shooting Tuesday morning. It happened on the southbound R train beginning at 25th Street. As the doors closed, the suspect threw the smoke bombs and opened fire. One witness on ABC 7 in New York City.
People all look scared, terrified, calling their parents, calling their jobs.
A U.S. attorney in Michigan is planning to refile charges against two men accused of plotting to kidnap Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. A mistrial was declared in the high-profile case last week. USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
March inflation is the highest in 40 years. The numbers put out Tuesday morning show the consumer price index jumping 8.5% last month. That followed a 7.9% bump in February. Kamal Siri Kamar is with Siri Kamar Global Strategies. He tells CNBC he believes these numbers are going to keep going up.
I think the bad numbers are going to keep coming. Fuel prices are going to remain high. The Russia-Ukraine crisis continues, and we still haven't dealt with the possibility that Russia could stop off any energy exports, and that would be a big push up for energy inflation and overall inflation.
Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says he wants Oklahoma to be the most pro-life state in the nation. The comments come as he signs a bill outlawing most abortions. The law, likely taking effect in August, classifies performing an abortion in Oklahoma as a felony. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
Despite a rolling average of two people dying in the city per day, Philadelphia's Department of Public Health on Monday announced the reinstatement of the city's mask mandate for indoor public spaces. The mandate, which includes schools and daycare facilities, will go into effect April 18th. The city is seeing a rise in cases of the new Omicron variant BA2. As far as what we know about the new variant, White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ajish Jha tells MSNBC,
it is incredibly contagious, even more contagious than the original subvariant of Omicron. And it, you know, caused a substantial spike in cases in Europe. It's causing a little bump in cases here in the United States. We're still at extremely low levels.
A new effort is underway to prevent another tragedy like last year's condo collapse in South Florida. A letter signed by the entire Florida Democratic Congressional delegation is urging Republican Governor Ron DeSantis to add condominium safety measures to the agenda when state lawmakers meet next week for a special session on redistricting. The terms of the deal are not publicly disclosed, but Universal Music is picking up the rights to Elvis Presley's song catalog. The deal includes the King's classics like Can't Help Falling in Love and Jailhouse Rock. The announcement comes ahead of a new biopic coming out June 24th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.